Over the weekend at Comic-Con, Marvel announced that Robert Downey Jr. will be stepping into a new role in their cinematic universe, the villain Doctor Doom. Now, the audience in San Diego went berserk when he stepped out on stage and took off a metal mask.
New mask. Same task. What can I tell you? I like playing complicated characters.
But the complicated character that we know him as is Tony Stark, Iron Man. So things might start to get a little confusing with this new role. Here to explain is Glenn Weldon, who hosts NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast. Glenn, so let's start with the basics here. Who is Dr. Doom, his new character?
Dr. Doom, Victor Von Doom to his friends, is a villain, one of the biggest villains in Marvel Comics. We've been told we're going to see him in a couple of upcoming Avengers movies, Avengers Doomsday in 2026, and Avengers Secret Wars the following year. He's a cruel despot. He wears a green cloak, armor, a metal mask. He refers to himself in the third person a lot. He shouts quite a bit, things like curses and bah and witless fool, that sort of thing. Which, let's agree, not really Tony Stark's vibe, or Downey's for that matter. Which is why we're talking, because some of us remember when Robert Downey Jr. was cast as Tony Stark back in the day. The collective reaction from the nerd community was, of course, right? Because they shared so many affinities, they had the same swagger, the same sarcasm. They both, very frankly, had a very public history of substance abuse. And so that casting felt inevitable. But Dr. Doom, that is a hard pivot, man. So the collective reaction hasn't really been, of course, it's been more, wait, what?
Yeah, and if I can tap into my Marvel Cinematic Universe history, he is supposed to be dead, or at least his character, Tony Stark, alias Iron Man. I mean, he died in Avengers Endgame a few years ago, so how are they going to fix that?
Well, I mean, this is why a lot of fans are saying it seems like a desperate move on Marvel's part. So are a lot of my fellow critics. And a lot of your listeners, I bet, cannot wait to declare the era of superhero cinema over. I don't buy that personally. I think all it's ever going to take is one good story. But that said, look, if you were looking to make the argument that superhero cinema is creatively exhausted, this last weekend just handed you two pretty convincing data points. Point one, RDJ coming back. Point two, ironically enough, is the box office success of Deadpool and Wolverine. Yeah, it made a boatload of money, but the story of that film is all about looking to the past, wallowing in the past. It's fan service. And both of those things collectively say Marvel is done trying to engage new audiences with new content and is just going to spend the next few years in a kind of defensive crouch.
Yeah, but Marvel had to do something, right? I mean, it just seems like Marvel's movies have been a little disappointing lately.
Yeah, and we should note that this RDJ casting is their plan B. They'd cast Jonathan Majors as a different villain, Kang the Conqueror, and he was going to be the big bad of the MCU over the next few years. But then Majors was convicted of assault and harassment late last year, and Marvel dropped him. But this solution, Downey comes in as Dr. Doom, it relies on this notion of the multiverse, multiple timelines, alternate realities. And that's different because during the height of the MCU, even the most casual viewer got the sense that some single overarching story was being told, that something was being built to. You couldn't ignore it because in every movie, somebody said, something's coming, we have to prepare for it. And what that ended up being was Avengers Endgame. But now after Endgame, Marvel decided that the way forward was this kitchen sink approach. And nerds love that stuff, but normals don't. In a multiverse, you know, pretty much anything can happen. And that's when your audiences start to ask, well, okay, if anything can happen, what's the point?
Yeah, that's Glenn Weldon. He's a nerd and a normal all in one Glenn. Host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast. Glenn, thanks.
Thank you.